That's right. As you can tell, must be listening to the TNT NewsHour on BBSRadio.com. Wednesday, the of June, across the country. Regardless of the time, it's still the 11th. Or, as they say in government, 6-11. And that's usually a repair with the phone company. We're going to try to do some repairing on this show today. I'm going to let the music roll for a minute. And the TNT News Hour is your alternative news. We're not mainstream. That's why it's on bbsradio.com. We are going to challenge the fact that the mainstream media fails literally to report on anything tangible going on in the world. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. Going back to last weekend, actually on the 6th, which is an interesting day, on 6-6, the Bilderberg Group decided to meet in Chantilly, Virginia, and basically argue about who was going to call the shots in the world. And, of course, the demonic entity running our government and pulling the strings of our government is at odds with these devils that come over from Europe. I mean, who are these people that their sole agenda is how they're going to control the world? And what amazes me is the amount of people that are asleep. But there is a little bit of bright side to this story, and that's the fact that there are some people waking up and paying attention. We noticed that the mainstream media did not report a lick about the 125 to 130 elite that annually meet secretly, like to proclaim, to decide the fate of the world, as we've got prices in gasoline going sky high and food prices and all the other products that are delivered via the gasoline fuel source medium. It's disgusting what is going on. It's so obvious that they're trying to destroy this country. They're trying to destroy the United States and create a one-world government and remove the middle class. Now, in addition to that, you've got this game, which they're calling a federal election. You've got people running for the presidency of the United States who are not who they claim to be, and this is being proven more and more by a variety of researchers. So that issue is being taunted in front of us. And then there was the recent bust of actually three major lockbox facilities in the city of London were invaded by Scotland Yard and some 300 Scotland Yard military-type police officers are guarding 7,000 lockboxes along with walk-in vaults where they claim that they have located many of the trillions of dollars in stolen loot from around the world, particularly the bank, the central bank in Iraq that was invaded when we waged war upon the Iraqis under the false premise that Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11. And so we have all of these issues clashing at the same time. Now, this was reported on by Christopher Story last few days. This has come out. It's been verified that this is going on. Even the mainstream media in England is trying to spin the major story of a South African group that has been running this money laundering facility for the past 20 years. As long as they've been in Britain, they've been running this lockbox facility. And this has been used to harbor stolen goods. Now, they're reporting this as if they've uncovered some element of organized crime that was involved in breaking into museums and possibly stealing a painting here or there, or maybe breaking into a jewelry store. No, this is far, far greater than this. This is people in government and major banks colluding together, laundering actually trillions of dollars. And they've found one of the major repositories of this organized crime syndicate, which is really running under the guise of government. Ties England and Israel and France and the United States and some other countries, Holland, Germany, are definitely going to be in the mix. You will probably see that countries like Russia and China and Pakistan are going to be involved, India. It's virtually going to touch upon the whole world. So rather than me go off on a monologue this whole time now, I have a guest with me. In fact, he's going to be tonight's guest on Evident Footprints radio show at 10 p.m. Pacific time. And he's a frequent guest based on his experience in a lot of areas and his and knowledge as a researcher in a lot of areas. We're going to talk about some of this insanity that I've just mentioned. With that, I want to bring on to TNT NewsHour, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, thank you for being so patient.
Hello. Good afternoon, Don. Thank you, sir. No, not at all. Always enjoy listening to you, Don. You're a wellspring of information and facts.
Oh, well, I'm studying these things, and I'm perceiving what's going on. And there's a lot of... I can't use the word on the news.
Sure. We'd like to, but...
Yeah. I don't even use that language on my show, I have to say. But you know what I'm getting at.
All too well. What you've been really mentioning, Don, is the same old game that's been going on for at least the last 100, 150 years with a ruling class elite, primarily certain families that own the money supply. They print the money, therefore they own the money supply, and once you own the money, you do own everything. And once they acquired all that in other countries and then finally got our country in the early 1900s and control our money supply as well, well, to this day we have the best politicians money can buy, and we've been sold out lock, stock, and barrel to these foreigners, because they're primarily foreigners as far as the United States is concerned. And they're causing mayhem and havoc everywhere, all for the insane agenda of a one-world government and a one-world currency, because this recent discussion with the international banking system, more control given to it, there's the bottom line to the whole agenda. Money control at a global level, and ultimately their agenda is to enslave us all, wipe out the middle class, and have everybody struggling just to get some food and water and a little bit of gasoline.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, the prices that they're already demanding are outrageous. I mean, this is totally outrageous what they're charging for gasoline.
Don, especially when you know that there's no shortage of it, that it's plentiful everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not that I'm that old, Michael, but it's 20 times what it cost when I was a kid. I can remember it.
Yes, sir.
Actually, you know, being under 20 cents a gallon. And
I know, Don. That's when the dollar, even though it was a Federal Reserve note, which is illegal and unconstitutional and still inflationary in its days of the 50s and 60s, but still it had more value than it does today. And today... you can't buy anything for a dollar. Back then, you could get a gallon of gas for just a quarter.
Mm-hmm. Well, even 19 cents. I can remember it being 17 cents. And and it's been the past 35 years, even until very recently, Lindsay Williams said that the cost of producing a gallon of gasoline, bringing a gallon of gasoline to the market, used to be 50 cents. Now it's about 80 cents. But when you think of, about what they're charging, really, I should say, you know, the cost of a barrel, producing a barrel of oil, is 50 cents. And now today it's risen up to 80 cents. But
yes.
Look how many gallons of gasoline you get out of a barrel of oil.
Right.
And all the other marketable products that
approximately
are there.
44 gallons, by the way.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you start doing the math. Well, what's 20 times 44? You know,
it's sure to heck ain't $150 a barrel.
Yeah, it's it's just mind-boggling what's going on. Yet they have no problem doing this. The government likes the ruse that all this is the fault of the oil companies, when in reality they're controlling the oil companies.
Yes, actually, yes, the oil companies and all major corporations today are owned by the same families that basically run the Federal Reserve and the foreign banks. They control it all, no question about it. And everybody else is just one of their players, one of their puppets, just an actor on a stage.
Yes. Now, I'm wondering, are you hearing echo yourself, Michael?
I certainly am.
Okay. I'm wondering if we can get Don Newsom, our engineer, to give our signal, our stream, a little bit of attention and see if we can remove that echo that we're both hearing here. I feel a little bit like... for technical purposes, and so I'm just going to do a little nonsensical rambling until it appears that the signal is going where it's supposed to go and the people out there are hearing what we're saying. Okay, great. Thank you, Don. Yeah, we were getting kind of a strange echo. I'm sure you might have heard that. That's gone, though. So we're back. If we were gone, we're back. And if we weren't gone, we're still here. Okay. So, Michael, you know, we're talking about now these lock boxes and the fact that the media is not reporting that. The media is also not reporting the issue of the 35 impeachment, let's say, charges that Dennis Kucinich brought up. Do you have any comments about that?
Well, Don, I would say that that's a big breaking story, and clearly the mainstream media has downplayed it. And again, no surprise. It's they don't want the Americans to discuss anything intellectual. They stimulate them just at the emotional level with dribble information, just such trivia type of information. So it's the norm, modus operandi of the control media, and it's to be expected. But it's big news that a congressman has submitted impeachment papers and filings in Congress, and not much talk is going on about it, but it's justified in my opinion. I think our current president has totally betrayed our country, as the previous presidents have, the last two, for sure.
Mm-hmm. One who he's very closely related to.
Yes, interestingly. Just opposite sides of the same coin, as we've always said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the American people, I just don't know what it's going to take for them to realize that their representatives in their government no longer represent them. They are foreigners. They want foreigners to control our security for the imports at our ports, like Dubai. I mean, what is that? When we're supposedly in a war of terrorism,
mm-hmm.
and yet the borders are wide open, and they want to give our security over to, for the imports at our port, key ports, to foreign, of an Arab nation, by the way. I mean, Don, if that's not insanity. And yet the Americans, many of them probably may not know it because, again, the mainstream media does downplay that story as well. So it's very disgusting, but, you know, we're used to it. We know that, and that's why we don't even rely on the mainstream media for our news, because we don't want to go back to sleep. We're wide awake, and we keep plugged into programs like yours, BBS Radio, everybody else out there that's just feeding the truth to the Americans 24/7.
Well, I appreciate, you know, the compliment, but it's just it has to be done. Now, what I don't see, other than with the exception, and I have to say in regard to this impeachment story, Keith Olbermann on MSNBC, which is a cable broadcast, new cable news, and it's very similar to CNN and Fox, although you're going to get the corporatized GEC version or NBC version of the news, and it's very filtered and watered down. But Keith Olbermann, like Lou Dobbs on CNN, has a tendency to stray a bit further away from the rest of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he will address the issues. And it's quite interesting. Someone from a sports broadcasting background with CBS in Los Angeles some years ago, moving through ESPN as a sports newscaster, and now a political commentator on another network. It's an interesting change in careers, and for whatever reason, Keith Olbermann has decided he's going to focus on the truth. And he's got to be bucking heads or bumping heads with the powers that be that don't want certain things to come out. They've given him a little bit of leeway, you know. And I wonder if that's just not to appease those of us that know what's going on, you know, to try to hold us.
Yes, it'd be worth pursuing both of those gentlemen, Don, and asking them that question, maybe getting them on as a guest on the show, because that's a great question. I'm curious about the answer too. Why is it that both of those gentlemen, and I'm really happy that it's refreshing to hear somebody in mainstream revealing, exposing the truth of what's going on, Pan American Union, so forth. And it is curious how they're allowed to get away with informing the public with this information where everybody else is keeping it totally suppressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, listen to what we're talking about here. we're
That's
this
right.
is a news show, and we're talking about hiding the truth from the people. I mean, we're talking about the mainstream media hiding the truth, preventing the truth from getting to the regular mom and pop out there that rely on that eye blink of their busy day to find out what's going on in the world. And they have no conception, unless they happen to work with a computer and spend time during the day on the internet, they will come across email or they will come across some article where someone who really cares is going out there, because it's become the alternative news source. I mean, the fact that this show is on internet tells you that this is not the norm. This is not mainstream. And so the fact that we're even talking about that this goes on in and of itself is a topic of discussion.
Let me just add, Don, that I hope someday soon that your shows like yourself are mainstream, and what is currently mainstream just fades out into oblivion because they're totally controlled. The media has been taken over. The concept is great. In the beginning, newspapers were just wanted to inform the public what's going on, for the most part, informing them of all the events going on and giving them a truthful perspective. But for the last 100 years at least, it's all been compromised. All big corporations are monopolies. They own it all, lock, stock, and barrel. And it's just one tightly controlled system they're imposing on us. And it's all designed to keep us in the dark. That's their job.
Yeah, and you know, it's really a shame that things have gotten to be that bad where we have to tell people, okay, let's you know, you brought up a very valid point, Michael. Maybe we should be considering ourselves now the real or the true mainstream media, and just see these guys as entertainment rejects or
That's right.
reality show rejects.
That's right.
Because even their reality shows have nothing to do with reality except to mirror the insanity that they're trying to portray. I see no validity in anything, any part of TV media anymore. I mean, other than it's just a mind control tool. It's just brainwashing.
I agree. No intelligent person can really sit down and watch it unless you're watching a movie you want to enjoy, or something like Discovery Channel, History Channel, where they do have great shows.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from that, it is totally a waste of time and electricity.
And those shows themselves, unfortunately, can be highly subjected to the mm-hmm. same kind of manipulation and spin or
true,
mind
Don.
Control techniques.
It's true. We have to be on our toes. But I will say, on the History Channel, for example, when they get into the Nazis and Hitler with a lot of older documentaries, none of them are current,
mm-hmm.
they're older, and they cover it all, and they revealed a lot, even the occult, a lot of the in-depth occult interest of the Nazis, like the Spear of Destiny and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was very amazed at that. And so sometimes they slip stuff through, and it's got to be, they know it's there, and it's got to be intentional. Even NASA photographs or actually video of UFOs gliding across the surface of the moon during some of the voyages to the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And they revealed it right there on the History Channel. So it's great to see that stuff slips out through them. And they do a bang-up job, 4th of July, with the Founding Fathers and the creation of this country, the birth of the United States. I will give them credit for that, too. Everybody tune in on that one. It's always something to look forward to. They really get into and reveal quite a bit
mm-hmm.
about the Founding Fathers' great efforts to overcome all obstacles and to sacrifice everything just to get this country a chance to become independent. And it's great. So aside from that, the boob tube, Don, waste of time, waste of electricity.
Mm-hmm. Now, people think, well, you know, this isn't, they're not talking about this on the mainstream, so there's no way that these things can be true. I mean, that has to be a rumor that 35 charges of impeachment were read before Congress and the mainstream hasn't reported on it. It can't be true because the mainstream hasn't brainwashed us.
Yeah, that's a great point. Great point. Goes to prove how successful these cunning, twisted controllers are, and they understand our psyche, they understand our minds, they've studied us for a long time, and they know how to keep you in a slave condition, totally asleep, but you'll swear you're wide awake and you're in control of your own life.
Mm-hmm. Now, they attacked our network last week, and the way the method they're using is what I call log jamming, where they just send so many spam emails at one given time that and there might be one or two valid URLs, or, you know, for those out there that aren't sure what a URL is, it's basically the web address that this is coming from, or there's a communication trying to get through to our site. And in the process, and it could be just a hit on the site, just a visit to the site. It doesn't have to be email. But there are solicitations and email of companies that, when you look at them, they resemble in every fashion the intelligence agencies. And when you do a little bit of homework, you find that the same groups, and there are groups actually that can be named. There are corporations that can be named, like America Online, AOL, which is highly suspected to be a shill for a corporation for the CIA, a data mining service, that they're making money with, and they're using to oppress people. Now, mm-hmm. I did some tracking on some of these bogus addresses that were sent out, and they go right to AOL.
Wow.
They go to the same companies over and over and over. In fact, one of them, and it took me less than 5 minutes to do a whole bunch of them. I ran those for Don Newsom. Don Newsom's kept records of it. And so they brought down the streams last Friday over a period of time before my show, and my show went on the air, and it went off again during my broadcast. We continued doing the show. It was a great show, but that is actual criminal activity. It's violation of the very laws they're supposedly protecting. So you want to talk about hypocrisy and terrorism? These are the terrorists themselves.
It's so true.
These government agencies, and they're using our tax dollars to fund that. That and the drug industry dollars, of course, because they have to bring in a lot of outside money to carry on this level of unauthorized espionage and intimidation of law-abiding citizens. These are the criminals. These are the terrorists that conduct these activities.
They are the true enemy of our country, and it's a domestic enemy. They are not so much living in a foreign country threatening us. The enemy's here. They're camping right in our backyard and posing as authorities.
Yeah,
yes, as the government. That's right.
And because they've been able to sneak into the government, much like in the old days they snuck into the Messianic Jewish communities, calling themselves Jews,
mm-hmm.
Okay, we're talking about Zionists here, mm-hmm. and the oil cartel and the banking cartel and the
right.
pharmaceutical cartel, on and on and on. Why do these always have to be based upon secret societies? What is it they're hiding? Is it they're hiding the fact that they want to take us over, and that if we should happen to wake up and find out that someone has broken into our house, about to steal everything we have, and possibly ready to murder us before they leave, that we might be able to stop them? When in actuality, this is exactly what's going on. There is not an amount of money that would satiate their greed. There's not an amount of power that they could hold. They would turn on themselves once they finished all available outside sources for slavery and complete domination of the species. They would end up having to turn on themselves. That's how insatiable.
Yes, they are parasites, and right, they'll feed off each other when nothing's left until they're gone.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what's going on, really. You have this war going on. Okay, now we're getting a phone call. Is that is that in your neck of the woods, or anyway?
I apologize for that.
Okay, that's okay. I'm just trying to find out if we have somebody calling in to the news. It happens once in a while. Oh, man. I mean, it's just mind-boggling the number of things that are going on. Here, you know, we're told, yeah, we have to wiretap because of terrorism. And here, a major network that's being run as a business that's providing a service to the listening audience and to the hosts and people that have shows on the network, they're being attacked by these rogue criminal elements that are masquerading as government.
Yes, they've infiltrated and have bought the government lock, stock, and barrel. That's why I say we have the best politicians money can buy.
Yes.
And we've been stabbed in the back so many times. Now that's why Bill Clinton used to say when he was president, I feel your pain. Sure, he feels the pain because he knows as he's holding us, he's stabbing us in the back.
Yeah. Well, you said that we have the best that money can buy, and I get your point, but I don't think we have the best.
Yes. Unfortunately, you know, that's the irony to it all.
We have as good as money can buy. As good as that can be, but definitely lacking in certain qualities.
Well, let's say it like, yes, Don, I'll put it like this. The controllers have the best politicians money can buy. Unfortunately, we didn't buy them. They're bought by somebody else.
Mm-hmm. But indirectly, they bought them with our money.
Oh, yes, they did.
You know?
That's the Federal Reserve System. Another aspect to it.
When you look at the level of taxation and the level of just the intrusion of the government into affairs.
Over the last 100 years.
Oh, yes. Really, it's more than 100.
Yes, it is. But, I mean, when you look at all the taxes now, they didn't exist over 100 years ago. Property tax, income tax, no.
Yeah, that's true. But we did have certain types of taxation that were hidden within shipping, you know, the shipping industries and certain aspects of licensing.
Yep.
And that, you know, they had ways of doing it, but they became more brazen with it.
Yeah,
really,
that's right. Because what you just mentioned, Don, were indirect taxes, not quite really felt, in, you know, directly.
Mm-hmm.
But property tax, income tax, direct taxing. And that's very outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting. I got an email, a spam email today myself, that I traced back to intelligence agencies. Okay? This is the typical... you are in line to be the benefactor or the beneficiary of the assets that my dead relative left in the jungles of Kenya or or Uganda. It's money that they found under Idi Amin's pillow.
Yep, and it's destined for you.
And I'm the one that has to facilitate this. Let me read this to you. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is coming from a guy naming himself as Thomas Lucas. Thomas Lucas at activist.com. Okay? And he goes on to say, this is for your attention. This is a really warm salutation in this letter, by the way. This is for your attention, all capital letters. We wish to notify you again. First of all, they didn't notify me the first time.
Right.
That you were listed as a beneficiary to the total sum of 10,600,000 Great Britain pounds. I think he means British pound sterling, but nevertheless he says Great Britain pounds. And then he says, in the codicil and last testament of the deceased. He never mentions who the deceased is. Okay. Now he says, name now withheld since this is our second letter to you. Okay. Which is, again, another lie.
Yes.
All right?
Right.
We contacted you because you bear the surname identity and therefore can, Now, the English is a bit dubious here. Can present you as the beneficiary to the inheritance. This sounds real official, doesn't it? So
yes.
Far.
Lucky guy.
We therefore reckoned. Oh, now, to me, reckoned. That yes. Sounds, that's cowboy talk.
You know, sure the heck
ain't. I reckon they reckoned.
It doesn't quite fit in the lexicon, no doubt.
No. We therefore reckoned that you could receive these funds as you are qualified by your name identity. Okay, hasn't he already said this? All the and maybe he was more explicit the first time, but since I didn't get the first communication, you know, I'm up in the air. All mm-hmm. the legal papers will be processed in your acceptance. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
In your acceptance of this deal, oh, now this is a deal. We request that you kindly forward to us your letter of acceptance, your current telephone and fax numbers, and the forwarding address to enable us file. Left out the conditional for the verb file. I think it should say enable us to file. He left out the word to necessary documents at our high court. The High Court has small letters, by the way, lowercase letters. Probate Division for the release of this sum of money. Please contact us immediately so that we can get this done immediately. Yours faithfully, Thomas Lucas. Now, I'm supposed to have faith in this.
Yes.
Anyway, now, I did some research as to where this came from.
Did you?
Yes. It comes from CSC Corporate Domains, Inc. Okay, number one. Okay, now, the IP address is in the United States, and the organization name through which the IP address is Quest Communications Corporation, 1801 California Street, Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm, Denver.
Right, City. There's the reckon.
Yes. The registrant's name is Ask Jeeves Incorporated. You've seen that on the internet once in a while. whathappened.com or, you know, it's like one of these information databases. Ask Jeeves is located at 555 12th Street, Suite 500, Oakland, California. And the domain name under the registrant that I just read, Ask Jeeves, is myway.com. Also, Oakland, California, same address, 555 12th Street. Okay, now what's interesting is these are shill companies running this scam. The CIA does this. They do it day and night. And when you check on the phone numbers they give, sometimes the phone numbers are in Holland. Now, we did this last night. we traced some of these emails or some of these hits on the website. We traced them to Manassas, Virginia, or McLean, Virginia, or Arlington, Virginia. It's amazing that one of the big corporations comes up there, and in some cases, you know it's one of the intelligence agencies or one of the companies that they set up. In fact, they're all set up under the guise of insurance or casinos. It's ridiculous.
It is, though.
But I feel it's important to put this information out, that there is a very simple way people can research this stuff and find out who is actually sending this garbage. Now, I sent a letter to Apple Computer about this. Would you like to hear the letter?
Sure.
Oh, we have a caller? Let's take the call first. Shall we do that?
Great.
Okay, caller, would you state your name and where you're calling from?
Yeah, hi, Don. This is Juliana. I have a show on there on BBS, too, Straight from the Heart. I listen to you all the time, my dear. I was calling about that letter you're talking about, the letter about winning all those 10 million pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I got the identical same letter, email, yesterday. For the same amount, telling me the same garbage, and right away, I knew within my heart of hearts that it was a scam, but because I'm so sick and tired of these type of letters coming to me, I called this jerk on his letter, wrote him back a letter, and he's been communicating back and forth since yesterday, right and left with me. He has his name signed as kindly and sincerely Mr. Wilson Brown, and I just keep playing with his head. I've turned the tables on him. There is a lady in California. I don't have the information right now that I can give you over the radio, but what I will do is I will look it up, and I will shoot over an email to you or to Don, and you can get the name of a lady in California that goes after these criminals like he is and busts them, because she got ripped off for a lot of money many years ago, so she's been like a watchdog ever since. It's a fraud hotline that she's developed, so anytime I get anything like this, she always told me to just turn it over to her, and she'll take care of it.
Okay, well, I appreciate that information, Juliana, and if you would, give Don your information, contact information, and get mine from him, okay?
Okay, you have for sure. It might take me a couple of days to dig this up because I'm real busy right now with trying to get my show together for Saturday and then doing my regular work, but as soon as I can get it together for you within the week, I will shoot it over, okay?
Well, God love you for that. I appreciate that, and I'm sure the listening audience does, too.
Right. It is a scam. Anytime you receive any of these letters, these emails saying that you've won all this money and they want all this information from you, I found out the hard way back in 2002. I got a letter telling me that I had won all these millions. I sent them all the information they asked for, and I almost got myself in big, big trouble. The only thing that saved me was my poor little savings account I had. I only had like $25 in it. Otherwise, they would have stole everything I had, but that's all they could get. And that's how I found this lady in California. They go into your accounts, they get your information, and they rob you blind.
And then you get charged that money by your bank. The bank expects you to pay that back after they've stolen from your account.
Exactly. And it's a worldwide
scam. That's what's going on.
It's a worldwide scam. Yes. They're doing it to people everywhere, and you would be surprised how many poor innocent people fall for it.
Well, if you get the gist of what I'm bringing to the show today, I am telling everyone that it's the intelligence agencies, that these are government agencies doing this to us.
Wow.
And they're doing it as a form of organized crime.
Wow.
And it's traceable. It's quite traceable. And these people will be prosecuted. You ask Don Newsom if at some point in the future these people are not going to have to answer for what they're doing.
Wonderful.
Right here. Okay, so I look forward to hearing from you, and I've listened to your show. I should have you on my show as a guest. So let's keep in touch.
Keep in touch with me and let me know, and I'll be happy to come on. My show is very simple and humble, but I come straight from the heart. And,
well, I'll let you give a commercial for it right now if you like.
Well, right now, I'll be on this Saturday, and I'll be on at 12 noon Pacific time and 3 p.m. Eastern time. I have a wonderful gentleman coming on Saturday from France. His name is Peter Rhodes Dimmer. He goes by the name of Zavaria, I'll say Xavier. That's it. Sorry about that. Hermes. And like I said, he's from France, and he's a really wonderful person. I don't have complete information on him right now because I'm still in contact with him via email, but my show page will be up within the next day or two. And listen in. It should be really good. What we're going to try to be doing is helping people hold on. We know everybody's really tired now, and we know that it is time not to get tired and give up. Keep on keeping on. Keep on fighting the good fight, and we're going to be talking about that and how important it is to keep fighting until we win this battle and get these horrible, horrible people out of our way. So thank you very much for giving me this time.
Well, merci beaucoup. C'est vrai. Nous pouvons faire quelque chose de différence.
Well, that sounded beautiful. I don't know what you said, but It sounded great.
Well, I was going to say, I said, you know, that's correct, and I do speak French. If you need an interpreter, I'll be happy to interpret.
Obviously, I do, because I didn't know what you said.
I did say that we can make a difference, that what you said is very true, and we can make a difference by bringing some positive solutions. So.
Definitely. And if you need my email, just get it from Don. Get in touch with me, and when you want me on, let me know. I'll be there.
Okay. Thanks. Very good. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, Michael, you got to hear all that. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, and it is that common. Unfortunately,
yeah.
People do fall for it, and mm-hmm. Darn, I just wish they wouldn't.
Yeah. Let me read the response now. Now, Apple I consider a pretty good company, okay? I put them up above a lot of other companies, okay? And my website and my email service goes through them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But this is in response to the fact that I keep sending them these spam emails that I'm getting, and I get sporadic answers. So I decided to go through and itemize what my findings are forensically in this. And I said, "Dear Apple Computers," I gave them plural, okay, because I know there's more than one there. "It's quite obvious that this email scam, see below," and this is the documentation I read to you, "is being run through this through corrupt agents in the CIA. I get tons of these spam emails, and forwarding them to you does not seem to have any impact in stopping them. I'm a journalist and a talk show host with a major listening audience around the world. I'm sure they would love to read or hear about my experiences with CIA front companies being aided and abetted in their," and I spelled "Quest" with the Q-W-E-S-T spelling, "to violate my privacy while committing major felonies. The hypocrisy here is staggering. Bank fraud, wire fraud, and ID theft are just the tip of the iceberg. I don't suppose anyone at Apple or .Mac takes these attacks very seriously, or you yourselves would be interested in putting a stop to them. So I took the liberty to research who was spamming me, despite the laws against spamming, and the attempts to defraud me, despite the laws against fraud, and sent them to you, in quotes, or parentheses, for your convenience. Now, what can I expect you to do with the information? Can I expect you to take action on this matter? Can I expect to finally get a response from someone at Apple who has taken some meaningful action? Your products and your services are far too expensive for the privilege of being violated by organized crime figures posing as legitimate corporate or government agents. One only need follow the money trail to know who is behind these types of scams, and I can assure you that this issue will be addressed either by you or by me in a more public forum. Your prompt attention and response in this matter would be most welcome and appreciated. Sincerely, Don Nikoloff." Now, I sent this to them this morning. I didn't get an answer, so I decided I was going to read this on the air. And
it's going to take a while before you get a reply to someone.
Well, yeah, sometimes I get an answer, you know, a ping back to the email, automated response within a tenth of a second. This one did not get such a response. So I'm exercising freedom of speech.
Don, you presented it, as you always do, perfectly, and I'm sure you've got them in a real dither now, as far as Apple goes.
Well, you know, I'm not blaming this on Apple, but I am paying for a service, and my service and my privacy is being violated.
That's right. You're putting them on the spot.
Yes. But this is what we all must do in cases like this.
That's right, Don.
I spent some time doing this, and I'm spending more time doing it right now. But I'm not just doing it for me. I'm doing it for all of us. And if we all act that way, we will put a stop to this trash. And these people are going to have to find greener pastures somewhere else.
Freedom is not free.
Yes.
And we have to do everything we can to make sure that a national police state type of system never establishes itself here in our country, like it has in Russia, commie Russia, commie China, and Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and this is for anyone out there that finds themselves in a quandary like that. I mean, you know, maybe I should put something on my website. You know, it's like Juliana calling in, and she's got this information of someone in California that's willing to take this on and tackle it and get to the bottom of it. That's great.
Yes.
I mean, I've made this part of my cause, obviously, because I'm devoting some time and attention to it.
Well, you're exposing it to the light, and that's what needs to be done every time.
But if there's people out there that have the time and the experience and the ability to devote to the pursuit of resolving these issues, then by all means, I'm willing to hook up with those people.
Oh boy, I hope there's a lot of them out there like that.
Yeah, that's the whole reason I have someone like you on the show, Michael, is you offer a different perspective. Or the same perspective, you know, possibly
well,
communicated in a more civil manner than I might in my discussion.
Sometimes I can definitely lash out a bit too, Don, and rightfully so. We are, our beloved country is in the hands of cutthroat thieves who have total disregard for any of our freedoms and individual rights that our founding fathers established and that everybody fought for in Civil War, Revolutionary War, War of 1812, Civil War. Then you have Spanish-American War. Then you have World War I, World War II. Then you have Korean War. Then you have the Vietnam War. Then you have Bosnia. And all the way up to now, the Gulf War. Again, Gulf War II. And all these great, brave men and women that have fought for supposedly our freedom. It will be all for nothing, if they get away with doing to us what they did do to the Germans and Nazi Germany and to the poor Russians with the communists and the poor Chinese right now with the communists there, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't allow it to happen.
Well, it's definitely going on. We know that. This show, TNT NewsHour, is about bringing some of these issues to the forefront. You know, this is a pretty common thing. Is, you know, we get thousands of these hits at certain time periods, and I find it interesting that there are certain shows that get attacked on the network or the network in general. They're trying to obfuscate or muddy the waters, as you say, surrounding ranking statistics and things that would show how well this network is doing. Why? Because we're bringing the truth to people, and they don't want the truth to come out. So it's in their best interest to try to prevent the truth from coming out. That is not going to happen. There's just going to be more and more and more of the truth coming out with every move that they try to make to stop it. They've lost that battle.
Absolutely. They've been masters at suppressing the truth in every respect. When it comes to technology, they've suppressed every alternative to oil, which is so primitive, so archaic, we have no use for it at all. There's much greater abilities and methods, techniques for generating energy that virtually free, definitely clean, and readily abundant.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows that because
they
masterfully suppressed it from the mind of the average American today. They don't even... They just won't believe it could be true. that's how bad it is. And
well, Michael,
yes, sir.
I hate to cut you off, but we're out of time, and there's going to be another show right after us here, and we've got to honor that. Otherwise,
thanks for inviting me on, Don.
I'll be late on Evident Footprints tonight, and you'll be late. But I want to let the listening audience know you're going to be with me again and with them again tonight at 10 p.m.
Great.
Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern Time on Evident Footprints, Mr. Michael Anthony. Thanks for stopping in, Michael.
My pleasure as always.
And special thanks to Don Newsom. And Don, we're going to get out of here so you can bring up your next show. Apologize if we went over. See you folks next week or tonight on Evident Footprints, BBSRadio.com.